Good morning, friends around the world. As we continue looking at ways we can build healthier and happier relationships with those we are close to and those we love, through this meditation series, let's consider that cognitive behavior builds bridges. On February 3rd, 2005, at 3 o'clock in the morning, my phone rang. Mr. Jansen?
Yes?
This is the hospice nurse calling. I have a note here to call you. Your father's breathing has changed. He's gone into apnea. Mr. Jansen, he's entered the dying process.
Okay. I'll be right down. I got dressed, jumped in my car, and started to weep. My best friend was dying. I took off towards hospice.
Trish and I lived out in the country, and there was no one on the road at 3 o'clock in the morning. Then I looked in my rearview mirror and saw flashing lights. A cop was pulling me over for speeding. My first thought was, this cop is going to prevent me from being with my dad when he passes away. My second thought was, what the hell is he doing on a country road at 3 o'clock in the morning? In my distress, I concluded, he was sleeping and his radar went off and woke him up as I passed him. I was angry and upset. Then I did what psychologists call a cognitive reconstruct. I stopped the squirrel caging in my mind. I stepped back from the situation and asked myself this question. What is the best outcome from this terrible situation that I can hope for? I decided the best outcome I could get would be for this cop to give me a warning and not write me up for a ticket. With a warning, I'd be off in no time to be with my dad, whereas a ticket would take much longer. So from that moment on, my thinking controlled my behavior and not my feelings and emotions. I immediately pulled over. I got my paperwork out. I rolled down the window. As the deputy was approaching me, I turned on the dome light. I wanted him to give me a warning and not a ticket. As he approached the car, I handed him my driver's license, my proof of insurance, and my registration. He said to me, "You in a hurry, boy?" What I felt like saying was, "Yeah, did I wake you up?" But that wouldn't have got me the outcome I sought. So I replied, "Yes, sir." "What's your problem?" he asked. I told him I got a call from hospice. My dad was dying and I wanted to be there when he passed away. He asked me, "The hospice on 2nd Street?" And I said, "Yes." He handed me back my paperwork and said, "Follow me." Friends, I got a police escort to hospice. I was there when my dad passed away. Too often we allow our feelings to control our behavior, and it seldom gets us the result we want or hope for. In this meditation, let's consider these questions. When I'm upset with someone who is close to me, do I allow my feelings of upset to dictate my behavior? When I'm upset with someone who is close to me, can I stop, think, step back outside of myself, and consider what would be the best outcome? In these times of conflict, can I allow my thinking to respond instead of my feelings and build bridges and not walls? And for those who seek God, can I consider how God would have me respond rather than allowing my feelings or even my thinking to control my behavior? Some might even ask, what would Jesus do in this situation?